Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I love you. I always have, and I always will.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I am Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
What?
What?
Welcome Two back. Weeks ago, he has the show of his life. Yeah. Last week, we thought it was over. Yeah. We thought he was going out on top. But sure enough, he's back.
I'm back.
By popular demand.
Yeah, by popular demand.
Like a good Funko Pop.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just popping in your ear holes.
Just in time for Evolution.
Just in time.
Evolution. Triple H, Batista, Orton, and Ric Flair.
Welcome yeah. back.
One of the best.
Cannot wait.
Stables in modern history.
It's going to be an amazing pay-per-view.
That'd be great if it was just those guys running the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So look, they're putting it out there. We're going to do an all-women's... I honestly thought the announcement was going to be the tag titles.
I did,
and then
too.
They were going to later say
yes.
that there's an all-women pay-per-view. Nope.
No.
They went with an all-women's pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why that's significant enough to be like a big thing.
Because they were just in Saudi Arabia.
But where they weren't allowed to wrestle?
Where they were not allowed
That's
to wrestle.
That's why they had to do this.
Yeah. I guess, but I'm just saying, like, why?
What's
the significance of just no men? You know what I mean? Like, say the women are going to main event a pay-per-view for the first time. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's happened, yeah. I mean...
Well, yeah, because...
It's like the Wonder Woman when
Charlotte and Sasha and Hell in a Cell main event.
Oh, that's right.
That was and great. Royal Rumble.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. A little different,
Yeah. Now, there's only, like, really one important thing I need to know about this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And that's, is the theme of the pay-per-view.
Oh, God.
Is it going to be the Evolution music?
I hope so.
It has to be, right?
Well, but sung by a woman.
There you go.
Hold on. Be sung by a woman.
When the Divas thing first came out, it wasn't Evolution.
No,
it was
Revolution.
Revolution.
So that's what I need. I need someone to explain the difference because I don't know what the difference is.
A revolution.
No, I mean the difference between the women's revolution and women's evolution.
Yeah.
Why did it change?
I think revolution is way better than evolution.
Because
evolution.
Now that they've revolted,
women's evolution. We're not cave women anymore.
Boom. Yeah,
I know. Revolution sounds way better. Like
women's wrestling. Over. So long, Jello.
Women can wrestle now. Well, they've wrestled.
It's
before.
Just so sad that they had so much momentum when that actually first happened, and they were putting together good matches.
Yeah,
and now it's just so watered down. I'm concerned about this pay per view. Like you have a chance if you want to do something different.
Yeah.
You better have like a cage match with blood.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
That would be something different.
Yeah.
Have a woman jump off a friggin' cage.
Why not?
Are they just like the men or are they just pretty to look at? Which is it?
Let's table this for a second.
Yeah. Tabled.
We got some stuff, some patrons.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And then we'll go into Raw and then we'll discuss it there because I've got a lot to say about it. I got a lot to say about it.
Eric Hamilton.
If you're concerned about the pay-per-view.
Eric's lost it all.
everything. Joe's concerned about the women's.
Starting from scratch.
Joe's concerned about the women's pay-per-view, but I'm concerned about every pay-per-view.
That's true.
It's a good point, my friend.
But yeah, Eric, why don't you read off this week's Patreons?
Oh, because they all have hard names?
No, not well.
Too bad. Okay.
All right. Just one.
So this week, our new patrons are Andrew Colasar.
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
Nate Mountain.
All right.
Carlos Barrera.
Barrera.
Barrera. Peter Friedman.
Hey, Pete.
Rob Hooper.
Okay. Luke, hanging with him.
Luke Harris, not to be confused with Luke Harper.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm confused. Kimberly Handley.
Hey, Kim.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
That's seven this week.
That's seven.
Boom.
Seven amazing people.
So
we're
thank
growing.
You. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes.
And patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling if you want to join them.
Get in. Get in on it.
That's right.
At least join the Dollar Club.
All right.
The Dollar Club, yeah.
The Dollar Club.
You get the NXT recaps.
Yeah.
So anyways, Vince McMahon kicks off Monday Night Raw.
Who?
Who?
The old guy that runs the company.
I'm sorry, but they have a three-hour show. There's plenty of time for this. Hit Vince's music. Nobody probably knew he was going to come out.
Right?
Like, hit his music and get a nice big pop. Let him do his coming out walk.
Maybe I think that
would have been way better.
Maybe he can't do the walk anymore.
Maybe.
You know, he is old.
Didn't he just do it, like, recently?
Yeah, probably.
And then you can have...
He got beat up by Owens.
I'd like everybody to come out from the back, please. Everybody. Because he introduced Stephanie and Hunter.
Yeah.
They came out. So I don't know. That was just weird.
Everyone except Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She's suspended. You can't break kayfabe, Eric. Oh, wait. This whole segment was breaking kayfabe.
It was. And why can't Charlotte travel? Is she that hurt still that she can't get on a plane?
Maybe her boobs would explode.
She'll probably main event the... Evolution.
Maybe. Probably.
So the entire Raw roster standing on the stage, as well as the women of SmackDown and Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Nikki Cross is there.
What?
Nikki Cross.
She hasn't debuted on the show yet.
She has not.
Oh.
I guess she's representing NXT.
Just her. I guess Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane and Dakota Kai and Lacey Evans and everyone else was busy.
I mean, Nikki is my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, she is good.
Well, and she's been on house shows for WWE.
She's been doing
NXT.
SmackDown live events. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess that's her debut. Yeah. Surprise, everyone.
Yep.
You could never come out that night and jump in one of these 12 women's matches.
So I guess she's reuniting with Sanity?
Well, no.
No.
That didn't happen.
It didn't happen at all.
I just think she's literally representing NXT. Like, she's probably there anyway, so I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
So Vince introduces Triple H and Stephanie. They walk to the ring holding hands with big smiles on their faces.
Yep.
Triple H then praises all of the superstars and then asks the women to all step forward, and he really puts them over.
We have stood in awe watching you. Some of us... Some of us with a tear in our eye. As you have stolen the show again and again. I just want to let you know, we are so proud of you.
Are they like little kids?
Wait, again? When did it happen again? And when was the again?
They stole the show.
I mean, NXT once. Maybe another time?
NXT has had this show stolen a few times with Bayley and Sasha when they were still there.
Yeah. Mm. I think he was mainly just talking to them.
Yeah, Bayley, Sasha. But Asuka, when she fought Nikki Cross in that one match.
Do you think he's being legitimate here when he's crying?
I think so. Because
he has daughters.
He has daughters.
You know how when you have daughters,
this
you
is all talent that he's
you cry for
up.
No reason.
So he sees them as his children.
Maybe. Yes.
That's why
over,
he's like,
over
I'm
half
so
the
proud
women's roster is from NXT, which he's been a part of.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to get a little.
Yeah. Because it was like a weird choked up. It wasn't like he. I don't know. I don't think he's that good of an actor to.
No, he's not.
I think he's a pretty great actor.
No, he's a good actor. I've always said he should have won an Emmy Award because he's a better than
half
the
actors. Yeah, you saw The Chaperone,
TV.
Right?
Uh huh.
You saw Blade Trinity?
No, actually, I didn't see any of those.
He was great in Blade Trinity. He was a good villain.
No one was great in Blade Trinity. Blade wasn't great in Blade Trinity.
Wasn't that the one with Ryan Reynolds?
It was.
That's amazing.
Oh.
Come on.
Go.
Grab some popcorn. Okay. Quit looking for substance in a vampire movie.
Hey, save it for the future recap on Patreon.
Yeah.
So next up, Stephanie praises the WWE Universe for making their voices heard.
Because of all of you, 30-second matches became main events. And because of all of you, divas became the superstars they were born to be. Because of all of you, men and women, using your voices for change, we are able to provide the platform to show the world that women can do anything and be anything they want to be.
Women can now be whatever they want, thanks to wrestling.
Women be what they want to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, wrestling.
Now, thanks, wrestling. Now, thanks to WWE, a woman can be president now, I think.
Anything can
happen. It's too bad they didn't do this woman's pay-per-view before the election, because then Hillary probably would have won.
Yes.
You know, I don't like how they talk about how women's wrestling just got good, like, last year.
Right.
Or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what about Lita?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Trish Stratus, maybe?
Molly Holly.
And again, they're patting themselves on the back without taking any of the blame for why they were called divas in the first place. That was WWE that did that.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, 30-second matches have become main events. That was WWE as well.
Right. Yes.
You book the show.
Yeah.
You put them in bra and panties. Why?
Yeah.
Well, to survive. I get that.
You made...
But, I mean, you did
changed
that.
It from the women's title to the divas title and put a butterfly on it.
Right. As if they were, it wasn't a women's championship before the divas.
Yes.
It's like, no, they were women.
Right. Yeah.
You sent them back 200 years by calling them something else.
Yes, exactly.
By dehumanizing them. Yeah. They're not humans, they're divas.
Right.
But now we've made history because we said the words made history.
Right. And up until this point, they've done all this praising. We still don't know what the announcement is yet. They did all of this, Triple H talking, Stephanie talking, all of this. Before she even makes the announcement.
Yeah, they're just praising.
She's like, this is happening because of all of you. It's like, what? What is
happening? What is happening? Announce it.
She finally tells us that on October 28th, WWE is having their first ever all-women's pay-per-view called Evolution.
So look, if you're going to break kayfabe, why would all the girls react like they didn't know this was going to happen when we all knew this was going to happen in a way? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, just be like this. Just be like, if you're the girls, be like, yeah. Yeah, they told us. We work here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. But they all do the giggle hop thing where Alexa Bliss is hugging Becky Lynch. She's hugging Carmella, who's going to fight tomorrow. Who's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, because, first of all, the news story was not broken by Yahoo Sports. It was not broken by ESPN or Sports Illustrated or any of the other media outlets that WWE leaks it to.
Right.
Yeah.
It was only in the rumors online.
True.
Right. So that's why they did that.
Well, I mean, if you
think
about...
They didn't sell the story to anyone.
If you think about when they announced the Women's Royal Rumble,
yeah,
it's because a lot of women were in the ring fighting, and it was like, all right, you were all just about to kill each other? Well, now you got your own Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
we get a hug and cry.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, there's a way to present things.
At least they didn't do the yes chant this time.
Yes, thank you.
I just, look, don't make it so over the top. Don't have Vince out there. Don't bring the whole roster out.
Yeah.
Like, when you make it this big,
right?
This pay-per-view better be good.
Yeah.
It better be good.
It's like you want the women to have their equal place on the roster, but you're
babying them.
You're babying them. You're making
they
a
can
big
do
deal.
Good stuff. They've shown us they
yeah,
can do
you're
good things
you're making a
ring.
Big deal out of something that should be there anyway.
Right.
So this will be WrestleMania for the women, I'm guessing, because it has to be.
Something.
So, like, you're going to have a match where people kick out of, like, 12 finishers and have false
well,
finishes.
Well, see, this my main... To. Like, I'm excited for the pay-per-view. I'm very excited to see what they do, see what matches they bring out. But my main concern with it is... Outside of the realm of a title picture, they have no idea how to make women feud, which is why you have your main title match feuders, and then everyone else is in a tag match every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So what? It's going to be the Raw Women's title, the SmackDown Women's title, the NXT title, the finals of the Mae Young Classic, and then four tag matches?
Well, I'm guessing there will probably be a Battle Royal
like a meaningless battle royal. Sure. Yeah. Because Stephanie said 50 women will be in it.
Yeah.
And then they said that Trish and Lita will be in, you know, will be there as well. They're gonna wrestle. So
yeah.
She said that?
They later said it like on the show.
Oh.
Like yeah. Michael Cole said
that they're gonna wrestle there? So there might be some battle royal, like a Hall of Fame Divas battle royal.
Maybe. I mean, they said it's gonna be like past, present, and future. Women.
Future?
Future women?
Like, future women.
Like a couple 12-year-olds that they've been really eyeballing. Yeah.
Like, Rock's daughter will
like,
be there.
Like, NXT.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the NXT title will be up for grabs.
Well, I'm sure, like, they'll have matches with, you know, like, maybe, like, a the only main roster versus NXT.
The only real problem is, on the main roster, how many of the women superstars can actually put on a really good match?
Yeah.
You have Sasha, Bayley, Charlotte.
Becky.
Becky, Asuka. Who else outside of them?
Alexa.
Alexa does not put on good matches. She's great on the mic, but she does not have great matches.
Maybe Ronda.
Yeah, all right, Ronda can.
Ronda will probably be in a title match, though.
But outside of that, you know, I don't know. It's just, that's I think that's the issue here.
Yeah.
I mean, like Alicia Fox, she'll be in the Battle Royal.
Nikki Cross better be on, you know, the main roster.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. So, anyways, we'll see how that goes. Next up, though, we have Elias on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, hello, I'm Elias. But then Matt Hardy's music interrupts him.
Mm.
So we have the B-Team versus Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt for the Raw Tag Team titles.
Rematch.
Once again, the Revival was shown watching the match backstage. So I guess one day.
One day. Yeah.
One damn day.
So Matt hits Curtis Axel with the Twist of Fate and goes for the pin. Bo breaks it up, but then Bray gets in the ring and charges at him. But Bo throws Bray into Matt. Axel then rolls up Matt, and the B-Team gets another fluke win to retain the titles.
Fluke, but clean.
Yeah.
Clean win.
Fluke, clean win.
Fluky clean.
Yeah.
So after the match, Matt and Bray congratulate them, but then they hit them with a Twist of Fate and a Sister Abigail.
So what's the message there?
See you at SummerSlam?
No.
I think Revival probably get their shot there. What's the message?
At first I thought they were turning heel.
Yeah.
But then Michael Cole like did not say anything about that. He was just like, well, you know, you can't.
Yeah, usually they, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Right. Why would you do this? Oh, God.
Yeah, they just go, well, yeah, you can't trust these fuckers. That was kind of his message.
DTA, bitch.
Yeah, right.
I think that's exactly what he said.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Michael Cole for you.
DTA, bitches.
Yeah. So next up, we go backstage where Finn Balor and Chad Gable are catching up.
Great to see you, man. What are you doing in your gear? Come on, man. You know me. I always stay ready, willing, and you look great, but what do you think about Stephanie's announcement? It's incredible, right?
Huge news
for everyone.
Have you heard if they're bringing back any old superstars or if it's just current superstars?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Whoa.
Okay, so first off, Finn Balor says, hey man, it's great to see you again. Gable's been on Raw.
Yeah,
for a while.
So you should be seeing him every week.
For a while.
Secondly, he says, what are you doing in your gear? Like, You don't have a match.
You don't
fucker.
Wrestle around here.
You suck fuck, like you little bitch.
You suck fuck. Put that on a shirt.
Yeah, Jesus.
You suck fuck.
What are you doing in your gear? You don't have a match, you piece of shit.
Maybe he was on Main Event.
Yeah.
It's probably where he was.
What the hell? And then he's like, did you hear about the women's pay-per-view? Huge news, huge for everyone. Well, not for you. you're not going to be on that pay-per-view.
Because you're a man.
Yeah. You know what they should do for the all-women's pay-per-view is have all the male wrestlers like be their managers. Like just everyone, like Braun Strowman manage Alexa Bliss.
That'd be fun.
That would be funny.
Now, are all the refs going to be women and the announce team going to be women?
I hope so. Why not? Just
yeah,
go all
better
in.
Than Michael Cole, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Go all in.
Unless it's Stephanie again on... Oh.
So anyways, someone walks by with a suitcase.
I feel bad because Stephanie used to not be bad.
Right.
When you watch old clips online, Stephanie was really good at this.
Well, there might be some conspiracies later about that.
Uh-oh.
In rumors?
No, conspiracies.
Oh.
In rumors, yes.
You should know. You know Jesse more than all of us.
Yeah.
So Balor and Gable, they're catching up. Someone then walks by with a suitcase, and Balor says, is that my suitcase? And Gable says,
I know your bag. That was your bag.
You know, I rummaged through your bag a lot, and that was it.
It was just...
Well, he does have a big rainbow F on his bag. I mean, I think we all know your bag.
That was the T-shirt, like, on the bag later. But this was just a regular black suitcase. Why would you know it was his? So then another guy walks by with Balor's jacket. So Finn stops him, and he asks the guy what's going on. And the guy tells him, we've been given strict orders to move you to a new locker room by Constable Corbin. Balor says, show me. And they walk in the opposite direction that the guy was walking with his suitcase.
I was going to throw this shit in the trash, but I guess we'll go back.
Hey, production team, this is a television show.
Yeah.
You have to do the blocking before you go on live television.
Yeah.
So they walk 10 feet like, oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
And the new locker room is just a kid playhouse with a teddy bear on top. Corbin then walks up and makes some small jokes, and Finn pretends to like it, saying, well, I've always wanted my own Finn Funhouse, so thank you. And then Corbin believes that he's actually happy, and he's like, fine, enjoy your Funhouse, but also enjoy your match against Drew McIntyre tonight. And Corbin leaves. He storms off.
So a few things. One.
One.
Chad Gable. Huh?
Yeah.
What was he doing as a part of this segment? Unless he's part of the club.
They just made him look like a total asshole.
Total weirdo. Like, you shouldn't be
loser.
There.
Like, what are you doing here?
I know your Finn, I know your bag.
Yeah.
That was not it.
I'm a creeper.
Two.
Because it's in my car.
You know what? I'm done with smiling Finn Balor.
Smiling Finn
Balor. I'm done with this guy that, like, probably really did like the fact that he has a fun house now.
Yeah.
He used to be the coolest guy around.
Like, what's the over-under on us getting a Finn's Funhouse t-shirt?
Right. Oh, my God.
Within the next few weeks.
Like, he was so badass. He was the guy that said, it doesn't matter how big or small you are, you could be super badass.
Yep.
And he was with his jacket, and he looked so mean all the time.
And then he came out as a demon.
He was the demon king.
We haven't seen the demon in, what, 12 years? is retarded.
Yeah.
He's this smiling Finn, and he's overdoing it. You know that they're telling him, keep smiling. You're smiling. Remember, you have to smile. No matter what happens, you're smiling.
Yeah. Right.
That's his, because he's like almost like the cheat smile, where like you're like, fuck this.
He's like in the Ned Flanders Rehabilitation Center.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I get that joke.
Yeah,
good. That's how crazy that is.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, it's been tiring for some time.
It has been.
So next up, we have Sasha and Bayley.
Three.
Right.
No, we haven't seen Demon Finn Balor wrestle
since
he fought Seth Rollins. That was two years ago.
2 years ago.
Because he was going to fight Bray Wyatt as the Pumpkin King, but then remember that match got canceled.
Yeah.
The Pumpkin King.
And he wasn't the Pumpkin
King. Thank God it got canceled.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Sasha and Bayley versus two jobbers.
Huh.
And before the match, Charlie Caruso interviews Sasha and Bayley backstage, who are so happy to be besties again, and they love Stephanie McMahon's announcement.
Of course.
Now, the whole reason they broke up in the first place was because they were tagged together, and like things would go wrong, and they would lose the match. That's how this started. So Kurt Angle puts them in tag matches to get back together, and it works. Because they're fighting jobbers.
Of course.
They get a quick win, and then they have a big hug.
Yeah.
And they just hold it there for like 10 seconds. Like, look how much they love each other.
Right.
This is just bad timing. Announce the damn tag titles. Announce it. So we go, okay, we're connecting this. Okay, we're okay with this.
Look, right.
We get the long-term thing here.
If you don't want to do the women's tag team titles, at least build this up to where it's going to be a good match at this pay-per-view. Sasha and Bayley versus Lita and Trish.
Eh. At the all-women's pay-per-view?
At Evolution.
I don't think
I'd be down for that.
I'd rather just see like Sasha versus Trish.
Yeah.
Like a one-on-one match.
That would be good.
Or like each of them get a one-on-one match, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with Sasha and Trish fighting at the Rumble and Sasha eliminated Trish.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It would be.
Yeah.
You know? It could be Trish's best match ever.
It could.
Like, you know, the one she had with Lita on Raw was good. But yeah, like...
This could be
It could be very good.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Elias back on the stage. He says, my debut album is available right now, but then out comes Braun.
Have either of you listened to it yet?
I listened to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to the one where he's just shitting on a bunch of cities.
Yeah,
right. It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
I need to listen to it. So on my way home,
Braun gets in the ring and he gets on the mic. And first, he mentions the all women's pay per view. Every segment on Raw and SmackDown, they mention the all women's pay per view.
Yeah,
that's another problem. Shoving it down your throat, constantly reminding us of it. I'm already tired of it. I already feel like it must be tomorrow because they hyped it more than SummerSlam.
They did.
But Braun congratulates all the women, especially Alexa Bliss. And then he like licks his lips like he gets all excited about her. And then he says it doesn't matter who wins between Roman and Bobby tonight because he has the Money in the Bank contract.
Mm-hmm.
Then out comes Kevin Owens, who's covered in bandages and Cesaro tape. And KO is fantastic as usual.
When I tried to befriend you, that was out of the kindness of my heart. But you know why else I tried to befriend you? Because of my 10-year-old son. He thought it'd be a good idea. He thought maybe if his dad is friends with Braun Strowman, then maybe he can take that little kid Nicholas's place and he can become tag team champions with the monster among men. See, that was real cute. But you destroyed that. You crushed his dream. At the same time as you crushed my spine at Extreme Rules.
Yep. So Owens tells Braun, you try to take away my ability to provide for my family, so now I will take everything away from you. Braun then tells him, come in the ring and try, but then out comes the constable.
Hmm.
And Corbin tells Braun, I found someone to help you control your temper, and out comes the former WWE champion. Let's not forget this. He was the WWE champion for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal with Sunil Singh. Mahal gets in the ring and tries to get Braun to do the Shanti thing with him. But Braun says, I have a mantra of my own. And he does a get these hands stupid thing with the crowd. And then Braun kicks Mahal out of the ring and he gives Sunil Singh a power slam.
I mean, I almost feel bad for Jinder, even though I never liked him.
He was the WWE champion.
He was the top heel last year. SmackDown. Yeah.
Yes. And now he just gets beat up by Braun.
Where's the other Singh brother?
Injured. He was injured, but he's coming back soon.
It's been a while.
Well, it was an ACL.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a tough one.
It is. Yep.
So next up, we have Mickie James versus Natalya with Alexa ringside. No Nia. She wasn't on Raw either. So, I don't know.
Weird.
Miss Bliss pulls Natty off the apron, but gets a clothesline in return. But when Natty gets back in the ring, Mickey kicks her in the face and pins her for the win.
Nice.
I don't know the last time I saw Mickie James single victory.
I thought that too.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And what the hell was she wearing?
Probably been 5 years.
Well, she was dressed as like the white Power Ranger. I don't understand.
She was like Bumblebee or something. She was like weird.
I thought she was kind of hot.
Okay.
Really?
What?
That outfit?
Pizza?
What?
Your opinions do not matter. That's what we've learned.
Clearly.
Next up, we have, ladies and gentlemen, Elias, but he gets interrupted by the Authors of Pain.
Oh, those guys.
AOP gets in the ring, and they demand to face a team, but they don't want Titus Worldwide. So who comes out? Titus Worldwide.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Titus tells them they're very strong, but they have a lot to learn. And Razor says, what could you possibly learn us?
I wrote that
this
down
is why they need Paul Ellering.
Yes.
Did you notice?
What could you possibly learn us? Like his brain exploded.
So before Titus Worldwide came out,
yeah,
whichever guy wasn't talking on the mic,
uh-huh,
the other one was repeating their lip syncing their line.
Oh no.
There's Razor and what's the other one?
Akam. Yeah.
Watch Akam when Razor starts talking. He's mouthing what Razor is saying.
I remember
because that's how people sometimes remember their lines if they're really bad at it. Because like they'll repeat what the other guy is saying.
Yeah. Because
they keep learning them together.
Right.
So they'll do that. Like that's just horrible.
I remember in middle school,
wow,
other like when I was in the play, like other kids would do that. They would mimic and I'll, you know, that's something kids do. Or grown adults that have trouble speaking.
Just the perfect example. Look, Bobby Roode can recover. Finn Balor can recover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, these guys I don't think will ever recover. They were so dominant and awesome in NXT.
Yeah.
And they come here and they're boring and stupid.
Right.
Because they don't have Paul Ellering.
Nope.
To learn them how to talk English.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We need to learn to, or teach us to talk.
Mean, like, when you come down to the nitty gritty of it, these guys are professional actors.
Right. That's really true. Yeah.
It is. And the fact that they can't, like, get through a 2-minute promo with Titus Worldwide.
Right. So Apollo tells AOP that with Titus's guidance, they could be championship material and also championship people. So Akam tells Titus, yeah, you can do something for us. Retire. So Titus and Apollo attack them and end up throwing AOP out of the ring. And again, they retreat.
Yeah. Man, you don't want none of that Titus Worldwide.
I mean, Dana was in the ring too, so maybe they were afraid of her.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Next up, we go backstage where Kurt Angle tells Stephanie how happy he was to hear about the first ever women's pay-per-view. And he's so proud to be the Raw general manager. And he thanks Stephanie for, you put her in an ankle lock at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew. You still got to kiss that ass of that boss.
That's true.
It's his job on the line.
But she likes him too.
He's got illegitimate kids to take care of. He's got a lot going on.
Jason Jordan had neck surgery.
Yeah. Is Jason Jordan still a person at this point?
No.
I hope Jason Jordan comes back with all that curly hair he had on his NXT debut.
I hope Jason Jordan comes back to 205 Live.
No,
he's
got to
be over 205.
Yeah.
He's 208.
So up walks Kevin Owens and Constable Corbin, who tell Stephanie that Kurt's been punishing Kevin by constantly feeding him to Braun. Kevin then has a great idea. He wants to face Braun at SummerSlam, but if he wins, then he gets the Money in the Bank contract. Kurt says that's absurd, but Stephanie likes it, so she makes it official. And then Stephanie gets in a limo, and we watch it drive off. And that was like 30 seconds. Why is that shot important, that we had to watch Stephanie drive away?
And why is Stephanie leaving in the middle of the show?
Well, she has things to do, Joe.
Yeah.
She has more important things to do.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think of, you know, this? Whenever you fight, whenever you have a match over the Money in the Bank, typically it's taken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I know it has.
Well, okay. So another thing, this match is a month away.
Yeah.
Right.
So what if Braun cashes in before SummerSlam?
Yeah.
Well, don't be ridiculous.
I mean, again, we're pretending it's a, you're supposed to take it seriously or somewhat seriously.
Exactly.
Brock Lesnar will be on Raw next week.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Braun cash it in next week? If not, he looks like a puss.
He does.
He at least has to come out and Brock has to run away.
Yeah, you have to sneak up from behind. I mean, he got an RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You can sneak up on Brock Lesnar.
You can. Right.
And I don't care that you're a face. You sneak up, you hit him with the briefcase, the crowd would lose their mind.
They would.
You at least try to get him.
But they're telling us there's not going to be a cash-in before SummerSlam because this match
is basically happening. What they're saying.
But it's just idiocy. What if he cashes in before the match?
That's part of the stipulation. Wouldn't you of just the match do that? Now? He can't cash it in until after that match.
Right.
It's in the stipulation.
But, I mean, don't you think there's a pretty decent chance that he takes it away from him at this point?
I mean, sure, there's always a chance, yeah.
What's the point of him holding on to it for a month? Are they not getting the reaction that they want to Braun having the briefcase? The Monster in the Bank?
No, he's still over, even though he's
because there's nothing like a top heel cashing in their Money in the Bank.
I mean, look, I like Braun, but Kevin Owens... He's Kevin Owens.
He is.
Yeah. He's the fucking best.
He is. Yeah.
So, of course,
and
want Kevin Owens.
And when Brock loses at SummerSlam, I'm assuming, God.
Are you serious right now?
Are you serious right now?
Are you serious?
Excuse me. Well, it's funny because...
You're talking to the prediction champion.
Oh, okay.
For the last few months.
Hell in a Cell is in San Antonio in September.
Uh-huh.
And they're advertising Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
the championship.
They do this.
They don't put that.
I know.
It's always subject to change.
I know.
So,
but you also have AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Samoa
Joe.
Okay,
we'll see. It's just interesting. I like it. I like the stipulation.
It is.
Makes me think maybe Kevin Owens wins again.
And then you get punched in the dick.
Yeah.
Either way, it's... Oh, fuck it. I don't care. Next up, we have Mojo Rawley versus... Either way, he'll be feuding with Roman again, and then Roman will win the feud, but whatever.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Mojo Rawley versus Tyler Breeze again.
Yeah.
Mojo gets the win again.
Again.
Michael Cole interviewed Bobby Roode during the match live via satellite, I guess, but he's there.
He is.
Just go to the announce table.
No, he was on the stage at the beginning.
He was.
Of the show.
So we know he's there. He's just being interviewed.
He left. He left backstage. With Stephanie.
Yeah. Roode replies.
Bobby Roode, we understand you're a dick for being backstage instead of out here. What do you think about these two competitors?
Well, I think no one wants to watch this match. That's why you're interviewing me, right, Cole?
Yeah.
That's what NXT Bobby Roode would be saying.
Absolutely.
Instead, I can't believe Bobby Roode's got to lose a pre-show match to fucking Mojo Rawley.
Instead, Roode replies to a tweet that Mojo posted about him. He replies to a tweet.
Oh, a tweet?
Oh, a tweet?
Oh, a tweet? What's up with Mojo? Like Mojo used to be about that party life. Like, oh, I don't get hype. I stay hype. I do all sorts of cocaine to 4 a.m.
Oh, Eric. He still is.
Oh, yeah. But now his character is like more serious and beating up all the party guys like Tyler Breeze and No Way Jose.
Honestly, this is the best version of him.
Yeah.
That we've seen.
He sees himself in these guys.
Like douchebag, mean, you know,
mean Mojo. Douchebag, mean Mojo.
And
when Mojo sees Cheeseburger Eddie, he sees Mojo Rawley.
Now it's Andrew's turn to start quoting it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just don't like the fact that I think they're pushing him hard and they're not pushing Roode.
Pushing him into what, though?
Into Roode.
I can see them pushing.
Where did he go from there? What, no, he's going to feud for the IC title?
No, of course not. He's not going to win shit. No. He won the Andre the Giant trophy like 2 years ago.
3 years ago.
He hasn't done shit since.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was almost never a tag team champion.
That's right.
With Zack Ryder.
I don't know. I see some kind of push, like major push.
Don't say
that. I don't see a championship, though. I don't.
No.
Okay. But we'll see.
Next up, we have Elias again. This time he's interrupted by Finn Balor because we have Balor versus McIntyre. The match doesn't last long because Dolph interferes, causing a DQ. They team up on Finn until Seth Rollins runs out for the save. And then Kurt Teddy Long Angle comes out and makes it a tag team match.
Playa.
And it was actually a pretty good match.
It was. It was a good match.
Seth pins Dolph for the win after hitting the curb stomp. And then later in the night, Seth tells Mike Rome that he's so excited for the all-women's pay-per-view.
Of course.
Oh, and also Kurt told me that I'm getting Dolph at SummerSlam for the IC title.
But that's not important.
No, the women's pay-per-view.
I don't want that.
The women's pay-per-view? Wow.
No.
That's very offensive.
Wow, Joe.
Why would you want Seth versus Dolph 4-3 at SummerSlam?
All right, and here's the thing. You have to have
you touched his leg.
No, I keep yanking his cord.
Wow. Did you just say that, Eric?
Well, if he wants to refer to his dick as a cord, then...
Hey, I'm still in.
Yeah, all in.
All in.
Wow.
Anyway, Dolph and Seth just came off of a 30-minute Iron Man match, which was amazing.
Right.
So what, they're going to be lost in the mid-card with a regular match?
You have to think there has to be some stipulation,
there
right?
There has to be something.
Like a no Drew's allowed?
Yeah.
And then Drew McIntyre changes his name to...
No, Drew will be in a cage.
To Drewski?
He will break a cage.
Drew's going to be in a shark cage.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so next up we have Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan, part 3.
Yeah.
Sarah Logan was barred from ringside.
And oh, jeez.
Ember hits the Eclipse for the win.
Oh.
What else could have happened?
Nothing. Nothing else.
And then finally...
And what are they doing with Ember? Think of all the title scenarios. Like, they have her win every week.
Yeah.
She's like the new Becky Lynch.
She is.
Uh-huh.
She's just going to keep winning and have no title chances.
Yeah.
That is correct. So next up we have Elias one more time, and Kurt Angle interrupts him and tells him, no, I'm not here to interrupt you, even though I just interrupted you, but the floor is yours. So Elias starts
Why did he interrupt him to tell him that when he was already doing it?
I don't know. Because he's
storylines.
Storylines. Yeah.
So Elias starts to sing a song, but then he shits on the crowd, and then he's interrupted by Lashley, because next up we have the main event. Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley, with the winner jobbing to Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam for the Universal Championship.
In a no one gives a shit anymore match.
We'll see.
So Charlie Caruso interviewed Roman before the match. Take a listen.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
People can boo, they can hate, they can talk about, oh, Roman's being crammed down our throats. Well, it's simple. Learn to like it or close your mouth, because I don't care what anyone's saying. I'm going to SummerSlam, and I'm not only taking back my Universal Championship, I'm going to whoop Brock Lesnar's ass.
Okay, wait, so
wait,
again, a few
your
things.
Your Universal Championship?
He's taking it back, he said. You never won it.
Never had it.
Ever.
Also, he actually mentions, you know, people complaining that, oh, Roman Reigns are shoved down our throats. So you're breaking kayfabe there by, like, well, they're upset because I'm always, you know, the one winning and I'm always the one getting pushed, but fuck you, don't watch it.
Yeah.
So he's telling us not to watch the show anymore.
Exactly.
Look, we're almost there, Roman.
Unfortunately,
we're
we
close.
Have to.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's we're just close. Ridiculous. So Charlie also interviewed Lashley, who said Roman had his chances against Brock Lesnar, so he's going to beat Roman to face the Beast.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. I know Joe does trivia, but quick trivia. How many times has Roman been in a match with Lesnar?
All right.
Already.
Four?
Nope.
Five.
Three times.
This year.
For the title. Well, the WrestleMania 31.
Oh, yeah.
And then two this year. Three. Then he had a triple threat match at Fastlane to see who fights Triple H, where Roman won. Mm-hmm. Pinned Dean.
Roman, Dean, and Lesnar?
Yes.
Hmm.
And then last year, SummerSlam, the Fatal 4-Way for the Universal Championship.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The crowd chanted, "We want Ambrose," during the match. And, yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
What, you want Ambrose to job to Lesnar?
Yeah, why not? If someone's going to do it.
Like, well, go ahead.
So Lashley went for a spear, but Roman hit him with the weirdest Superman punch I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
It was weird. Lashley would later hit a fantastic spear.
Yeah.
Where he flips over as he spears him, and he goes for the pin, but Roman kicks out.
Yeah. Of course. Here we go.
He couldn't kick out at Extreme Rules of the same move.
What about when...
This one was way better, too.
What about when Roman tried to, like, leg drop Lashley while he was standing up?
Oh, God, it was so bad.
What was that?
It was so bad. Yeah. They did the same thing in Extreme Rules. It was the same move. It sucked then, and it sucked again.
It sucked then, and it sucks
now. I asked Andrew about this earlier, but let me get Joe's opinion.
Yeah.
Do you think it's ungodly, the amount of, like, water that comes out of Bobby Lashley when he sweats? Like, it's disgusting.
I think...
like, they have to wet vac the ring afterwards, right?
Hey, well, no, people, that's why it's the main event.
Some people just sweat a lot.
I mean, yeah.
He's very sweaty.
I mean, I've been a sweaty Benny myself.
Don't bald guys sweat extra?
No.
Because there's no hair to, like, soak it up?
No. Actually, we sweat less because heat escapes through the top of your head, so there's nothing to hold it back. So we get colder.
Nothing's going to hold it back, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he sweats a lot.
I mean... It's kind of like
gross.
Disgustingly amount. Like he's like it's like just pouring.
Yeah.
You could have filled up three buckets.
Okay. Anyways,
sorry, my rant on Bobby Lashley's sweat.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So Lashley goes for another spear, but Roman hits a Superman punch and a spear of his own, and wouldn't you know it, Roman gets the win.
Huh? Who knew?
So a sixth match against Lesnar.
Yeah. Now, I was very much expecting Brock Lesnar to come out and just beat the shit out of both of them, and then it got turned into a triple threat, because then Lashley could pin Roman, or Roman could pin Lashley, and you still keep Brock strong.
Well, I thought they'd be like a double count out or something like that.
Can we do a what are the chances?
All right.
Yeah.
What are the chances that this still ends up, not a one-on-one match? What are the chances that it still can change?
40%?
70%.
I have 40.
I want a real number.
40.
70.
Yeah. Eric might be closer. Because I can see Lashley saying...
55 it is.
I beat him at the pay-per-view, so he beat me. Now it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
Then they have another fight in 2 weeks or something. And then it's, a double DQ.
Because what does Lashley do at SummerSlam?
He has to start a new feud right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's he... Maybe he'll come and interrupt Lesnar.
He'll be the enforcer with Hogan.
Maybe Lesnar will beat up Roman next week,
uh-huh.
and Lashley will come out for the save.
Yeah.
And then he's like, fine, I'll fight both of you.
And then they'll show Braun backstage, and he's like, not yet.
Yeah.
But why, Braun? Why? Because I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
Well, I have this match against Owens, and I want to, you know...
Brock's in a bloody heap.
I want to be faithful to the match. Anyways, after the match, Lashley offers a handshake, and Roman accepts.
Yeah.
Aw, they like each other now.
Yeah, so, what the hell?
So Lesnar versus Roman in the main event. The only good thing
Lashley said he doesn't even respect Roman.
Yeah.
And now he does, because he...
Now he wants to shake his hand.
Oh, maybe because... Like, maybe Lashley will be the referee.
That's what I said.
What? Oh, he did?
I said that, a minute ago.
Oh, sorry.
I said him and Hogan will be, like, the enforcers.
Oh, right, Hogan. Jesus. They'll just raise each other's hands at the end.
Yeah. The only good thing that could come from this is, all right, Reigns wins, and then Braun comes out, cashes in on Reigns, yelling, I'm not finished with you.
Uh-huh.
And then kills him with an ambulance or something.
Right.
Kills him with an ambulance.
I mean, if it ends with Braun winning the Universal title, then yeah. Great.
You can live with that.
Of course.
Right.
The match will suck, but up until, you know,
of course
that,
it will.
At least that'll be
It'll
good.
Be 17 suplexes and 19 Superman punches.
Oh, God.
At least. So at next up, we go to SmackDown. Begins outside the arena. A stretch limousine pulls up. The Miz walks out along with Maryse and
Where were they? Where is SmackDown?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Dude, pop of the city. And it's a pop where you have to hear it outside the arena?
Was it in Cleveland?
Maybe.
Because Raw was in Cincinnati.
They went nuts for the Miz when he came out of that limo.
And Miz is from Cleveland.
Then they popped for Maryse. Then the loudest pop was when they saw the baby.
The baby.
I was like, damn.
And they're here for the premiere party for Miz and Mrs.
He's so over the Miz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost have to have him beat Daniel Bryan at this point.
Right.
So next up, Randy Orton comes out to give us some answers.
Yeah, a nice little 1-2 start for SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, heel Orton, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And The Miz getting out of a limo.
Right.
Because his show debuts. Very, very nice.
So Orton says the reason why he did what he did to Jeff is because of the fans.
When I began my career, who's around now that was around then? Nobody. I am the one constant in the WWE. Every superstar that comes down that aisle eats at the table that I set for them. Yet, I get no respect. I don't get the respect that I deserve. Now, why is that? Why is that? Is it because I don't paint my face and flail my arms like some kind of idiot when I come down the ramp? Is it because I don't change the color of my merch every other month to steal more money out of you people's pockets? Is it because I compete all year round and don't just show up come springtime for WrestleMania? Or is it because I don't put my life on the line for your approval by diving off of cages, ladders, and turnbuckles? Is that why you don't respect me?
So,
a lot of great points there.
Yeah.
Right.
They were in Evansville, Indiana.
Thank you.
Yes.
Close enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, it was a good promo by Orton, but at the same time, it doesn't make sense because he's been one of the most popular superstars in the WWE, so it's dumb for him to think the fans don't like him.
Yeah.
They love him.
Well, they don't like him on his face because he's boring as shit.
That's kind of true.
He should have just done that. Oh, you didn't like me as a good guy, so now I'm a bad guy. Fuck you.
That would have been kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
But I did like his points. I love the eating at the table that I set line.
That was great.
And
I'm the one constant in the WWE.
Yeah, and I also love how he said, I don't change the color of my merch every month to try to steal your money.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a John Cena thing.
I think that was a direct shot at John Cena.
He's trying to start it up with Cena
again. So it's going to be Orton versus Cena in a career versus career match?
Yes.
SummerSlam?
Right. Where they both pin each other so they both survive.
Is Cena coming back for SummerSlam? Is he that guy
now?
I don't know.
Possibly, maybe.
Yeah.
So Randy also says he started his career as the Legend Killer, but the real Legend Killer is each and every one of you.
Another great line.
And Orton's mission is to end the career of every superstar that the fans put up on a pedestal, and he's starting with Jeff Hardy. So that's it.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Rusev versus Andrade Cien Almas with Lana and Zelina Vega ringside.
What a great surprise match this was.
Yeah.
So again, Miz comes out of a limo, Orton with a nice little promo, and now I got a match with two guys that I want to see.
Yeah.
Well done, Paige.
This match is happening because of an argument backstage. Take a listen.
And Idolo is twice the man that Rusev will ever be. And he should be AJ's opponent at SummerSlam, not you.
Actually, if it wasn't for Aiden's mistake last week, Rusev would be WWE champion. So he deserves another opportunity at SummerSlam.
You can laugh for now, but it is actually what happened. Mr. Idol, you think you're a tough guy, but guess what? Today is Rusev Day. I said, let's meet in the ring and have a fight.
Claro. Y te lo voy a demostrar, mugroso.
My client sucks.
Right. Because we don't know what he said. Yeah. So Lana and Zelina yell at each other. By the way, okay, I played that because Lana's accent...
gone.
Except for when she says, Rusev!
Rusev!
She's like, well, actually, because of Aiden English, if it wasn't for Aiden English, Rusev would have won the match and been champion.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll give her this, though. I did some little background. I was trying to do a trivia for Lana a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And she was born and raised in Russia. Well, she was, I think, born here and then raised in Russia or something like that. So yeah. I think it's kind of like when you and I go back to New York.
Right.
Our New York accents come out pretty thick.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's... So at least there's that background that she probably can do that accent in her sleep.
Right.
But at this point, I think they should just stop.
Stop it.
Like, now make this the first time where she just never does it again.
Ever.
We'll get over it. Just like Kofi, like everyone has ever...
Yeah.
Kane, whoever. Like, just... That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll move forward.
We don't miss Kofi's accent.
We don't miss Lana's horrible Russian accent either.
No, we don't.
So Lana and Zelina yell at each other towards the end of the match. Zelina slaps Lana in the face, so Lana tackles her to the ground. And then Aiden English runs out to split them up, but Zelina jumps on his back, and he bumps into Lana, knocking her to the ground. Rusev gets distracted by this, and almost hits Rusev with the hammerlock DDT for the win. And then backstage, Aiden and Lana yell at each other, but Rusev yells, "Enough! Maybe none of you is good for Rusev Day." So
here we go.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I love Rusev. I love almost getting a win here. That's
yes,
cool, too.
Right.
But yeah.
It looks like Aiden English and Lana are about to hook up.
Wow.
Maybe. That's what it kind of looks like.
Gross.
I don't know.
They're definitely not winning the tag titles.
No.
Which is what I said.
Right.
Andrew said that Rusev will mashka Aiden English before they win the tag titles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what's looking like it's happening, folks.
Yeah. Next up, we have R-Truth versus Samoa Joe. And Ty Dillinger pumps up R-Truth for the match since he hasn't wrestled on TV since WrestleMania. He said that in this backstage segment. So Joe makes Truth tap to the Coquina Clutch in 60 seconds.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's what's up.
R-Truth's 50, right?
I don't know.
Didn't they just celebrate a really old birthday where you're like, what?
Well, there's a video where they said, like, happy 50th to R-Truth, but everyone was laughing at him. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was, like, legit or not, but I think Wikipedia says he's, like, 45 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. So next up, we have Asuka versus Billie Kay. And before the match, Dasha asks Asuka how she feels about the first ever all-women's pay-per-view.
I'm so excited! I'm ready! Yeah!
What the fuck?
What
Andrew, was that?
Run it back.
Yeah.
And could you slow it down?
Here it is again.
I'm so excited. I'm ready. Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, the women's version of Santina Marella.
Yes, that's what she's become.
Only they're not trying to be.
I'm ready. Yeah. Why do they do this to her? She never did this shit in NXT.
Never.
Why do they do this?
Ever.
Why?
Too bad she couldn't have said ooh before that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Just why. Anyways, Asuka beats the fuck out of Billie Kay and gets the win. Billie Kay gets no offense in this match.
Yeah.
Like for maybe a second.
Maybe a second. Yeah.
Like I think the Iconics together total have maybe gotten like 10 seconds of offense since their debut.
But they are very pretty, baby.
And three wins with those 10 seconds of offense.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Nakamura iPhone promo, and he says, Jeff, can you ear me?
No.
No.
Because Randy fucked your ear last week.
No.
Literally.
Fucked your ear with his penis.
So then Nakamura says, Jeff, you got bit by the viper, but be careful, Randy. I bite back. So it's official. It will be a triple threat match for the U.S. title at SummerSlam.
Yes.
It will.
Yes.
We thought maybe not because Nakamura has no stake in this. But then he tells Randy that he has teeth as well and he'll bite. So whatever.
But his have a mouth guard on them, so they're not as bad.
True. That's a mistake.
That's wrestling science.
Yes, it is. Next up, Paige announces AJ Styles' opponent for SummerSlam. But first...
Paige here.
First, she has to talk about the first ever all-women's pay-per-view.
Of course.
Paige introduces AJ Styles, who says thanks to the first ever all-women's pay-per-view, he can tell his daughter that she can do whatever she wants in life, like wrestle.
I'm a dad, see?
Yeah.
I'm just like you. I'm a dad.
AJ AJ signs the contract without knowing who he's going to fight.
Yeah,
That's a good face thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
And then he asks, who is he facing? Paige is about to announce his opponent, but then out comes James Ellsworth.
The only man he can't beat.
Who says he deserves a title match because he's beaten AJ 3 times. And you know, 4th time's a charm.
And they're like, no one has ever said that.
Right.
Ever.
Paige tells Ellsworth to leave, but he makes fun of her, calls her pale and stupid, whatever.
Yeah.
Paige then tells him, well, James, I've got 2 words for you. And people are like, suck it? She's like, no, not that. You're fine. Yeah, like, suck these boobs? Or I don't know.
Paige walked up to you and went, hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Suck it. You'd find something.
I would find something.
You'll find something to put in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I understand. I'm fine with it. So she fires Ellsworth. Who knew that he had a job? I thought he was just hanging around.
Well, technically, he wasn't fired last time. Carmella just beat him up, and we never saw him again.
That's true.
It's kind of like that episode of Seinfeld where the guy's like, I'm sorry, Kramer, but we have to let you go. And Kramer's like, but I don't even work here. Right. And he goes, that's what makes this so hard.
Yeah. So they brought back Ellsworth. Just to bury Asuka.
Yeah, just to beat Asuka twice.
Yes.
Just for Carmella.
Because Carmella couldn't do it on her own.
No. That's it. So security carries Ellsworth to the back, and Paige follows them, and she literally kicks him out of the building. She kicks him, and he falls out. He goes flying out of the building.
Yeah. Like an idiot.
That's what happens.
I like how she's like, hold on, AJ, hold on. And then he goes backstage.
Right.
And then,
meanwhile, while this is happening, Samoa Joe attacks AJ from behind and puts him to sleep with the Coquina Clutch.
Uh-huh.
It was weird because there have been rumors for like a month that it was going to be Samoa Joe at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But then he beats R-Truth like 10 minutes before this segment. And I was like, well, maybe not, because why would you have Samoa Joe beat R-Truth like right before this
R-Truth
segment?
But yeah. Joe hasn't been on TV a lot the past
That's
few
That's the
weeks.
Other thing. What has he done? Not look, I love Samoa Joe. I'm sure they'll have a great match at SummerSlam. I'm sure they had great matches in TNA back in the day.
Yeah.
But again, what has Samoa Joe done lately to deserve a title shot? He beat Ty Dillinger and R-Truth. Those were his last 2 victories.
But there's no one else.
Right.
Well, there's a few people, but I think you have to at least build him up a little bit. You have to Andrew's point, you have to build him up a little bit.
No.
He's off TV and he gets the next shot.
Please name someone else.
You could have Orton come back but he's fought Styles before.
But you have him feuding.
I would have had him go up
Hardy.
Against Almas. Because he had such a great
Almas
match.
Would have been good, but he's too new.
I thought Almas and Rusev were fighting, and then she was gonna announce a triple threat, something like that. And I was like, that'd be cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Because we love all those guys. That'd be a cool three way.
Joe makes the most sense.
Velveteen Dream.
Oh, Jesus. Don't tease us like that.
Well, you asked me to come up with names. That's what I'm doing.
Again, Dream should beat Brock for the Universal title.
Oh god.
That would be the best thing.
I've got a new what are the chances?
Okay.
What are the chances that AJ loses and Braun cashes in on that title?
Oh, no.
0%.
Okay.
Only because when Money in the Bank happened, they said it like a million times. It's only for that respective brand. You only can do it for that respective brand. They said it so many times. I'm like, okay, I guess not.
Right.
I know, but it is wrestling and there are no rules.
Right.
And I can see them doing that just to...
So 10% then.
Well, I think there is...
I'd go 5.
It also would make Braun look like a total puss again. Because he keeps saying, I'm going to cash it in on Lesnar. Well, why didn't you cash it on Lesnar? Well, he doesn't lose, so why would I do that?
Yeah.
So anyways, Joe signs the SummerSlam contract and yells, TikTok champ. And then after the commercial break, Paige confronts Joe backstage.
Joe, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are you doing out there? No, I picked you to be AJ's opponent because you were unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
Because you had a killer instinct.
Yeah.
Okay, but that is not the way
Boss lady, what do you think that was out there? That is unpredictable. That is killer instinct. What you had planned, that, my dear, was pedestrian. But what I did, that was phenomenal.
That was good.
I love Samoa Joe.
Damn, Joe.
Every time he speaks, it's just awesome. It gives you the old school Attitude Era feel that like when you watch his match, he's like, it feels real. He makes it feel real with his promos. I love it. He's so good.
Yeah. He is.
I love how real he makes it feel. Oh, it's so good.
Yep.
So Joe walks away, but then Carmella walks up and complains about Paige firing Ellsworth. Paige says, oh, Mella's money, just buy a new boyfriend, bitch. And then Carmella says, well, you can forget about me facing Becky at SummerSlam because I'm going to beat her right now. And then Becky beats Carmella.
Easily.
She taps to the disarmer, which means she gets a title shot at SummerSlam.
In Joe's favorite scenario, beat the champ to get a shot to beat the champ.
Yeah,
I mean it's. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, it makes
if
sense.
You're fighting the champion,
and
then the title's for grabs.
Yeah,
why else would you be fighting? Why can't it be, you know, contested on an episode of SmackDown?
Right. You didn't hear what the ring announcer said when Becky won?
They said
your winner and new number one contender.
No, they didn't. I was gonna say and new. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. At this point, nobody knows who the real champions are on Raw and SmackDown.
So, I want to give Dave Meltzer some credit here because he recently tweeted about this. Because of the All Women's pay-per-view, he said, now, I think it's fair to say we all think Ronda's beating Alexa for the title at SummerSlam.
Right.
So that's a given. But Dave Meltzer, and before this, you know, Joe, you were saying I think Becky wins, and I was saying I think Carmella wins, but... Right. Dave Meltzer said they need this women's pay-per-view to be a success and they need the matches to be good. There's no way Carmella's champion by the time that pay-per-view happens.
Yeah.
Because she's never had a good match.
Right? No.
So maybe Becky does win here.
Yeah, I think so.
Carmella cannot have a marquee match on that pay-per-view.
No, because Carmella hasn't had a match where she's gone 100% legit. There's always some sort of interference.
Right.
Something
that Shark Cage match was. There was no wrestling in that match.
There wasn't.
There was.
There was nothing.
So
yeah. So I think Becky is the only like legit person to consider winning this match. And that way
they might just have like Becky and Charlotte at the Evolution.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know,
actually,
Becky and Charlotte would really and Charlotte probably going over, but that's fine.
Maybe. So, next up, we have the New Day versus Sanity with the Usos eating pancakes and Bootios on commentary.
Now, who does Ronda fight?
Insert name here on Raw. I don't know.
Right.
What, at Evolution?
Because I don't think she would fight Alexa Bliss again.
Well, no, probably not.
No. I mean, I think you could put her up against almost anyone. Just her on the card would be a good like middle of the night match or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plus, I think once she's champion, I think that's when the Goldberg thing starts, where she's winning in like a couple minutes.
Right. That's her whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Nia one made sense because, you're way bigger than me. But again, there's got to be tons of interference in her match against Alexa, because why wouldn't she beat Alexa in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah. Like once she's champion, she's going to be like, they'll throw Alicia Fox at her night one.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People like that. Again, I suck at this.
Is this where you have the Ronda Rousey versus Natalya feud?
Maybe Mickie James, because Mickie can actually wrestle.
Yeah, but... Right.
Yeah, Natalya at the Evolution.
Okay, yeah, they're a little... Natalya goes right back to
If they do it. We've been waiting and they haven't done it yet. It's got to happen at some point, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, it's better than Natalya just going, my friend, every week.
Yeah, exactly.
So, New Day gets the win, which means they advance in the tag team tournament. Oh, by the way, there's a tag team tournament. Paige announced it on Twitter, not on SmackDown. She announced it on Twitter. So after the match, the bar comes out and says they're going to win the tournament to face the Bludgeon Brothers at SummerSlam.
And we're like, oh, there's the bar.
Right. So next week, it'll be the Bar versus the Usos. Whoever wins that fights the New Day. Whoever wins that fights the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes.
It has to be the Bar here, right? Even though that's two, it's heel versus heel tag team match. But we've already seen the Usos versus the Bludgeon Brothers. We've already seen the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. It has to be the Bar, right?
Have we seen the Bar versus the Bludgeon Brothers?
No. Because the Bar hasn't even...
Do you want to see the Bar?
The Bar hasn't done anything since they've been on SmackDown. Nothing.
No.
I think they had one match, maybe, maybe not. But like, seriously, they've done nothing. They've been away for a while.
I think they fought the New Day.
Yeah, okay.
And then that was it.
Right, but it has to be the Bar. I don't know. Next up, we have Miz and Mrs. Premier Party in the ring.
Right. Yeah.
But before the party, Miz tells Paige, you were supposed to hire a babysitter. Paige says, I did. And idiot Sin Cara walks up.
With the dumbest fucking mask I've ever seen.
With a mask that has like 100 flags on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. He looked stupid. I only knew it was Sin Cara because he was wearing a Sin Cara shirt. But I was like, oh, who's this new
luchador?
Yeah, if
he wasn't wearing that shirt, I would have no idea who that was.
Right. So Sin Cara's like, okay. And, you know, Miz is like, fuck this. We'll just bring Monroe Sky to the ring.
Mm.
And then Sin Cara holds up diapers like,
what do I do with these?
Yeah. So I think Sin Cara is a pedophile. He's just trying to get close to a baby.
I de me.
So Miz, Maryse, and Monroe Sky come out to the ring.
Or do they?
Right away, Eric, we were watching with Eric, and he was like, I don't think the baby's there. Like, it was obvious that the baby was not moving.
Yeah, not at all.
So Miz throws to the Titantron for a preview of their show, but instead, it's all of the Miz's most embarrassing moments in the WWE, including getting dissed by Maryse before they were a couple.
Yeah.
Which, that clip of Maryse,
oh,
she was like, just, I mean, she's still hot now, but that clip they showed of her, it was like, oh my God, she was so hot then.
Yeah.
When she would lean over and then wink at you.
Yeah.
Like, wink at you.
Oh, me, like watching just her, at me.
Specifically.
No, anyone watching, she's no, winking at you.
No, just me.
God, that was good.
Uh-huh.
And then when he forgot the number to call in.
Yeah, they should all, like, yeah, when he was the host of the Diva contest.
Oh, Lord.
So then Daniel Bryan appears on the Titantron, and he apologizes for the video, but then he says, I should apologize in person. So out comes Daniel. He beats up security, just like last week.
Yeah.
And he gets in the ring. Miz then throws the baby at Daniel.
Oh, my God.
So it's revealed that, yes, it was a fake baby.
Oh, who knew?
And Daniel's like, what? That's your daughter, you son of a bitch. And then Miz kicks him in the face and hits the skull-crushing finale.
Right.
Miz then says he'd never bring his daughter to this city. Now go watch my show. And then that's how SmackDown ends.
And look, I think this show's, first of all, it's going to be a success, like a rating success.
Yeah.
Which probably doesn't have to do very well to be a success.
Right.
On that time slot. And two, hey, WB, here's an example of someone who's a major, major heel, and then everyone went to watch the show.
Yeah.
Right.
In other words, you can turn guys heel and it still works.
Right.
Outside of WWE.
Look,
Cena, Reigns.
This show obviously has to have better ratings than Chrisley Knows Dicks.
Oh, I doubt it. I mean,
people love Chrisley.
I mean, yeah, they do. Like, our mom watches that show.
Really?
It's really popular.
There's people that actually watch that.
It's really popular.
The early returns of The Miz Show are that they're both pretty good on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually a decent
show. Still, I don't watch
it. I'm not a reality guy, yeah. So I'm not going to see it probably. But I don't know. I mean, if I'm watching SmackDown and not coming here by chance, I might watch it just to see what's up.
When is that going to happen?
I don't know.
Right.
In 2019, when everything changes.
Right. Know? Hey, before we get to awards, I have something to say. And if you wear contacts, you're going to want to hear this. There's a new and easier way to get your contacts, and it's all thanks to our friends at Simple Contacts. Look, there are a million things demanding of your time, but contact lenses shouldn't be one of them. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts right from your smartphone. And all you have to do is take the 5-minute Simple Contacts vision test online. Within 24 hours, the test will be reviewed by a licensed doctor, you'll receive a renewed prescription, and then boom, you can reorder your contacts. FYI, this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. Simple Contacts tests that your current prescription still helps you see 20/20 so that you can renew your prescription. I did this, and it was way easier than making an appointment with my doctor. driving to his office, waiting 30 minutes for him to see me, and then paying him for a new prescription. Instead, I took the vision test on my iPhone while I watched Raw. Yeah, that's how easy it was. Plus, Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you'll never have to shop around because they have the best price. And for a special offer to our listeners, you can get $20 off your first order of contacts by going to simplecontacts.com/www or by entering the promo code www. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/www or enter the promo code www for $20 off your first order. Give it a try and you can thank me later because you know, Andrew's always right. So who is your worst dressed?
Sin Cara.
I had Sin Cara as well. When I saw him, I yelled, "Is that a human?"
So, that's good.
Joe?
Yeah. Very nice. I had Mickey Bumblebee James.
Yeah. That was my pick before
Bumblebee.
I saw Sin Cara.
Bumblebee.
Best dressed?
I had Mickey James.
Yeah.
Mistake, I thought she looked hot.
Mistake.
There was one.
Yeah.
Well, Angie already did one. I had Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, but I made mine original.
That's true.
Or Paige, because when she was walking backstage kicking out Ellsworth, man,
yeah,
her booty
they were all
sure
looking
was
good.
Popping.
Yeah.
Her booty was a popping.
Do you have Alexa then?
I have Alexa.
I have Sasha Banks.
Okay.
She Sasha has a new Banks. Tattoo on her left arm.
Really?
Yeah. Worst acting?
Tattoos. I don't know. AOP or Asuka?
Ooh. AOP.
AOP it is.
Yeah.
Eric, sweep it.
Monroe Sky.
I don't know, dude. I bet that's going to be a really good actress, actually.
Yeah.
Not yet, though. Best acting?
Hold on. That was really your worst acting?
I had Ellsworth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's
I thought it was pretty funny. Best acting?
Look.
Usos.
I
commentary. They were great.
This award should be who other than Kevin Owens was good this week? Because he's really amazing.
Look. Yeah. You had Kelsey Grammer won all the Emmys. You know? Yeah.
Did you have... You said the Usos?
They were actually kind of funny.
The
commentary.
Usos and commentary were hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them was making fun of the face fucker.
Tom Phillips.
And he was talking like this. And he's like, oh.
They did like generic. They did generic white person voice.
Yeah. Mm. It was pretty funny.
I had Heel Orton. I liked a lot of things that he said.
I still had Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
going with him.
Sure.
Worst comment? That's Asuka. I'm ready. Yeah. For me.
Brain said, I'm the most decorated superstar of my generation, and it really bothered me.
Yeah.
He also said, I'm being shoved down your throat, huh?
Yeah.
Let's not forget that AOP said, what can you possibly learn us?
It's gotta be that. It's gotta be that.
Sweep it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best comment?
What could you possibly learn us? I had KO talking about his son. Like, it was his idea. He wanted me to take Nicholas's place and be tag team champions. Like, that was funny to me.
Yeah.
That's probably true, too, you know?
Yeah.
I had eating at the table that I set.
Great
That's
line
good. For Morton.
Yeah. I had Triple H breaking kayfabe. That is his little heartfelt speech. I thought it was good.
I never like when they break kayfabe, so that's just my personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, when Cena told Reigns, like, I'm here because you can't do your job. Like... What does that mean? What does that mean? He's winning every match, so it can't mean that.
Right.
All right.
You're not the guy. You're just a guy.
Right.
A guy.
Worst match.
Reigns versus Lashley?
Confirmed.
Right. Yeah. Sweep it.
Super slow-mo match. Reigns versus Lashley.
Are we
double down.
Doubling
wants
down.
See this shit.
I went with Sanity versus New Day.
That it was slow?
It was slow.
No, they had some nice quick moves in there.
Slow. But we just
I'm doubling down.
Best match?
Almas Rusev for me.
Okay.
Seth and Finn versus Dolph and Drew.
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah.
Tag match was good.
Both right.
Good. Worst move?
Roman's legs drop. The leg drop thing.
Standing leg drop.
The leg drop was bad, yes.
Yeah.
But that the Superman punch when Lashley charged at him, Reigns jumped up in the air and like his crotch hit Lashley's face. And then he punched him. It was just bad.
It was a flying... It was a super dick punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best move?
Wait, I didn't give my worst move.
Oh, what's your worst move?
When Lashley and Reigns were on the outside, and Lashley tried to throw Roman in, and Roman tried to go, like, over the second rope to make Lashley look strong, but he just kind of, like, fell on his head and was stuck there for a second.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Best move?
Miz throwing the baby.
I'll take that. Because I didn't really have a
You know what?
One.
The bump one of the security guards took where when Daniel threw him, he landed on his head.
Yeah, he killed him.
So I'm going to give it to that guy.
Murder. Andrew's got murder.
Yeah.
So Andrew's going to give it to the dead guy.
Right. I mean, you know, you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Worst moments.
1, 2, 3. Reigns winning.
Reigns again.
Roman.
Reigns again.
But, like, what was the problem with that match was there was no solution. Oh, Lashley wins. Great. Oh, Roman wins. Oh, great. Oh, they both lose, which means they both win. Oh, great.
Yeah,
like, there's a lose-lose situation.
There's no good way out of this.
Scenario.
Yeah.
Best moment? 1, 2. I don't have one.
AJ versus Joe being announced. I'm really excited about that match.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
All right. Yeah.
Ellsworth getting fired.
Maybe.
We won't see him again.
That's a good one.
If you can guarantee that, sure.
Yeah. All right, that's all for awards. So now on to breaking news. So, Stephanie McMahon told Sky Sports that the women tag team titles are in WWE's future plans. So according to her, they're coming at some point.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Right before the pay-per-view.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Also, Chris Jericho answered some fan questions on Twitter, and it caused a lot of speculation. One fan asked him if he'd ever consider going to Impact Wrestling, and Jericho replied, "Of course." Then another fan asked him about attending the Ring of Honor and New Japan Super Show the night before Mania, since he is their Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
And Jericho replied, So that's very interesting. If he's still the Intercontinental Champion by then, how does he not do it?
Yeah.
That would be insane. Like, that would be the thing that they need, really. That would be bigger than All In, because it's Jericho. The biggest star to compete. They'll be competing with NXT that night, with TakeOver.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure both will sell out, but, you know.
I'm sure that the Ring of Honor show will sell out first.
Maybe. It'll be a... maybe. I don't know. Also, TMZ reported that Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexay, was arrested again.
Again?
Didn't
we just announce this like a month ago?
We announced it like every month.
He got another DUI, and he was evading police.
Oh, imagine that.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell was wrong with him?
He tried to drive away, and... Yeah.
They probably beat the fuck out of him. When you try to drive away,
they did.
And then they catch you.
Yeah.
It's when your mom comes after you, or your dad, I guess.
Yeah.
For us, it was our mom. And then, like, they go, "Don't make me chase you."
Uh-huh.
And you run.
Yeah.
When they get you, that ass whooping is so much worse.
It is.
I always ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were young enough.
And now
she was old enough to where you could outrun her.
Yeah.
I couldn't outrun my mother at 10 years old.
Right.
She was an athlete.
Any other news?
It's not like super news, but at San Diego Comic Con this past weekend.
Yes.
We
talked about this in the NXT podcast. So yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
That's funny.
So there was a panel with several superstars: AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, Zack Ryder, Kurt Hawkins,
Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And so they did a little Q&A, and someone asked if you could have any wrestler come back to WWE. Who would it be? And of course, you know, fans are yelling out things like, "Oh, CM Punk, oh, this person." And someone yells out Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And everyone, like all the WWE superstars were dying.
They were like, "Oh my God, that's great." Like,
Becky Lynch was like, that's amazing.
They also were asked what NXT stars would they like to face. And AJ Styles and Matt Hardy both said Velveteen Dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even Cena's praised him. Like,
oh yeah,
everyone's like really high on this guy
because they understand because wrestlers, like, they appreciate the gimmick, like how good the gimmick is,
right?
Yep.
And it's like one of the best gimmicks in the company right
now. So does Hogan come back as his manager?
That would be stupid, but you know.
So I do have a little bit of news.
Go ahead.
And Andrew was right. The new Football Alliance,
yeah,
that is being started with some WWE guys has nothing to do with the XFL. They're going to have two rival shitty football leagues.
And that one's starting a year before the XFL.
Yeah, it's starting this spring.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
No sense.
No.
So wait, so who's the guy that did it with McMahon originally?
Ed.
Dick Ebersol?
Yeah.
So his son does a documentary about the XFL.
Yes.
Then his son goes and starts a new football league, and McMahon starts the XFL again?
Yes.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So, anyway.
Maybe.
Very interesting. I just thought it was like a, hey, we're going to put together this league just to draw some interest, and then we'll call it the XFL after. Right. Especially with some WWE people being involved.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Right.
So crazy.
All right, next, let's go on to rumors.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So according to Dave Meltzer, Ring of Honor is trying to get CM Punk to appear at their Madison Square Garden show the night before WrestleMania. And they're really pushing hard, but of course, it's CM Punk, so it's unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
Also, according to Pro Wrestling Insider, Kane is not coming back since he got injured. Apparently, he injured his Achilles. So he's donezo.
Yeah. Really?
He's going all in for Mayor. And also, there's rumors that The Rock might be on Raw next week since it's in Miami, and they're really trying to get him to appear on the show. I assume they do that every time they're in Miami. Hey, Rock, come on. Can you please be on the show?
Sure.
Give us a half an hour.
Remember when you said you're never leaving again?
And then you left again?
And again and again and again?
Right.
Yeah.
If he came on the show and did 30 minutes, it'd be the best
segment. If he did 5 minutes, it'd be great.
Yeah.
The, I think the last time was on was like... Like, what was it, 2 years ago when he came back, he did that huge backstage segment where he's walking, all one take.
And then he talked about fucking Lana.
Yes.
Was that it?
He told us that he fucked Lana.
Yeah.
Then he talked to all the fans that were in the front row that were moved to the opposite side because they were too distracting. Because there was a fan dressed as Hogan, Macho Man, and all that stuff. And it was great.
Yeah.
Any other rumors though? I didn't have much this week.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything.
All right, then it's on to trivia.
All right. Well, Andrew, thank you for the mid-show trivia. That was good stuff. So I'm going to give you names.
All right.
Bart Gunn, Jerry Lawler, John Morrison, Jeff Hardy. Three of these gentlemen are undefeated at SummerSlam. And one of them has never won.
Okay, Bart Gunn, Jerry Lawler. Who else?
John Morrison.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy is undefeated.
Okay, so three of them are undefeated and one of them has never won?
Correct.
I kind of want to say Bart Gunn has never won.
Has never won?
Yeah.
With the New Age Outlaws?
Bart Gunn wasn't in the New Age.
Oh, Bart Gunn. Jesus.
Bart Gunn's the, Jesus.
When has he ever won a match? Yeah. I think Jerry Lawler, he's had a match at SummerSlam.
I will
against Bret Hart?
I will tell you that he's had three matches at SummerSlam.
Was one of them against Bret Hart?
One of them was against Isaac Yankum.
And Yankum won?
I think so. Maybe.
So then that's the answer?
Yeah.
Because Bret Hart also fought Lawler in like a I get to shove my foot in your mouth match.
Yes.
I remember because it was fucking disgusting.
And especially with your...
Like, I'm going to guess it's that and say Lawler's never won.
Yeah, and then the even other three are undefeated.
Usually it's a trick question where Lawler, the one that... But I'll stick with that.
So if it was a trick question, what would the answer be?
That Lawler is undefeated.
So what would the answer be?
That Bart Gunn was undefeated?
That, like, never Morrison's won? Never won?
Bart Gunn, Jerry Lawler, John Morrison, Jeff Hardy. Which of these is not like the others?
Yeah, right.
Jeff Hardy has never won a Red SummerSlam.
Really?
Yeah, and all those guys are undefeated.
Wow.
Jerry Lawler, 3-0 at SummerSlam.
Do you know who?
I don't. Sorry.
I know Jeff
Google
Hardy.
Google Jerry Lawler SummerSlam matches. Just do it real quick. I want to know. One of them's probably Michael Cole. That's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
Well, while I do it, what do you want to move on to?
Let me do fan questions, and then we'll do conspiracies. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to pull up.
I haven't pulled up, but it's cool. I mean, whatever. All right, Matt Hansen, what's the best possible outcome for SummerSlam for the WWE Championship and the Universal Championship?
Whoever wins the briefcase cashes in on whoever the wins the match.
For Universal, KO wins the briefcase and then cashes in
that night.
And the WWE Championship, I'd be fine with Samoa Joe winning it. I mean, Styles has had it for a long time.
He has. Joe. Yeah. We need a good heel champ.
Let's see. Dan Delaney, what's your favorite WWE moment involving a baby? My personal favorite is when Snitsky punted a baby into the crowd. That's probably it.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
It's pretty funny.
I'll take that.
What about when Mae Young gave birth to a hand?
Is that a baby, though? It wasn't a baby.
Part of a baby.
It was like a human... I don't know.
It was like a grown-ass man hand.
Yeah. Jason Derham, do you think the reason why they haven't brought Nikki Cross to the main roster is because she's more lunatic fringe than Dean Ambrose?
That sounds about right.
No, I just think that they've got no place for her, so maybe they're just waiting. But she's obviously coming up very soon.
Yeah.
If not, you know.
Krayl Johnson, Push Fire Barry, Call of Duty, Battlefield, and Fortnite.
I've only played one of those.
He's doing this because I played with him. I played Fortnite with him like this week, earlier this week.
I haven't played.
I would fire Battlefield. I didn't like it. Yeah. Fortnite, I'm kind of addicted to it, although at the same time, I hate that I am.
What do you play it on, PS4?
Yeah. Hmm. So I guess I'm pushing Fortnite right now.
I'm not sure what the last Call of
Duty. I'm coaching a 5th and 6th grade basketball team, and that's where I was tonight earlier. And I said, what should our team name be? And someone goes, the Fortnite Nerds. And I went, well, how many of you play Fortnite? Every hand.
Right.
These are 5th and 6th grade. Because, you know, obviously my oldest 18-year-old not only plays Fortnite, but is apparently the Fortnite champion.
Here's the... Well, no, they...
Joey's crew.
Joey and Gianni.
Yeah.
I played with them a few times, and we win every time.
Which is crazy. Squad it's very win. Hard to do.
Yeah.
So I just didn't realize the younger crowd plays it too. But yeah, they're all into it.
But now. No, so I'm a dick because I've actually gotten second place in solo matches like 5 times now. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so close. It's like when you almost win the lottery and you're like, I'm so close to winning it. So like now I want to win one match and maybe I can stop playing. I just want to win once.
Yeah.
But I've gotten second place a few times. Yeah. And out of 100... It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Travis Ulrich, are there any heels you don't like?
Any heels we don't like? Yeah. Aren't there plenty of heels we
Jinder
don't like?
Jinder Mahal?
Sure.
Yeah.
I understand the question because usually heels are a little more over.
But again, that's...
I don't like heel Nakamura.
No.
But that's WWE. That's their whole thing. Babyfaces suck now and heels are cool.
Right.
Joey Montez, okay, so you got to delete one and delete one. Roman, Lashley, or Brock Lesnar?
That's funny.
All right.
That's
I'm going to delete
no,
Roman.
Don't even give it that.
No, you don't do that.
It's almost like it's too good of a question.
Right.
Well done.
Gabe, what is your favorite heel / babyface turn of all time, excluding the NWO? Yours is... I guess Macho technically was... That was a face turn, right? Although it was due to Hogan.
Oh, the Mega Powers?
Yeah.
Macho turning heel on Hogan after that.
Right.
With the you go under noise, and then he hits him and they fight. That's really good. Shawn Michaels turning on
Marty Jannetty
in the barbershop is pretty amazing.
Seth turning on
the Shield.
The Shield.
That's really good.
Was so good.
Because nobody saw that coming.
No.
Everyone thought it was going to be Dean. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nobody saw that coming. A lot of the DX ones were fantastic too.
Right.
Shawn turning on DX was great just because I'm a Shawn fan. Triple H turning on X-Pac was crazy.
Yeah.
Stephanie turning on her dad in a way and joining forces with Triple H.
That's good.
So favorites are tough. Might have to go Shawn Michaels just to answer the question, to pick one.
I mean...
Because I was watching that.
So I know it's the most recent one, but Ciampa turning on Gargano.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's great. It's great.
I did not see it coming at all.
No.
Well, it was about a year ago now.
Yeah. It was over a year ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. That was
no one saw that coming.
Great heel turn.
Yep.
Jacob Behrens, take a guess how many people leave SummerSlam early to beat the traffic and avoid seeing Roman win the title.
At least 25%.
Yeah, it's a good number.
That is a good number.
Yeah.
All right, well, now it's time for Jesse the Mind's conspiracies.
You know, McMahon, they now call me Jesse the Mind Ventura. You know, Eric, you weren't here last week when I talked about, you know, the government's. Everyone talks about my conspiracies. What about the government's conspiracy that 19 Islamic radicals armed with only box cutters went around our billion-dollar air defense system listening to a guy in a cave overseas? Yes. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, my God.
You know, McMahon, Asuka is really Funaki repackaged with Fruit Stripes bubblegum deal that Triple H had laying around.
That's pretty
crazy.
But you believe it, right?
Yeah.
Of course, it's a conspiracy. Conspiracy. They say conspiracies aren't true, but the real conspiracy is that 99% of them are true.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's why they're conspiracies.
Oh, Jesse.
What if Elias is actually Chad Kroeger from Nickelback in an attempt from the government to push Nickelback?
Jesus, that's fucked up.
Hey.
I don't know, because actually I like Elias' songs, so I don't know.
Do you like Nickelback?
No.
Conspiracy. You know, McMahon, Eric and Joe are really the brothers. They just met Andrew one day and wouldn't stop coming around them as children, so they've been acting like Andrew's the real brother so they won't hurt the little guy's feelings.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I really do.
They're their little guy.
Brothers get a hug.
You know, McMahon, Vince McMahon is so deluded and worried about NXT competition, he's in fact intentionally ruining all the called up NXT stars' careers.
Yeah.
And trying to run NXT out of business despite owning it, McMahon.
That's fact, actually.
I believe that one. Yeah, I'm all in on that one.
You know Joni Lorer?
No.
Better known as to the wrestling and porn world as China.
Yeah.
Isn't really dead.
Wow.
You know, she's currently under the role of Stephanie McMahon and married to her longtime boyfriend, Triple H. The real daughter of Vince McMahon departed from the company in 2007. You see, the real Stephanie is less manly than the one we've seen on television now.
That makes sense.
It's perfect.
Sense. Makes so much sense.
You know, McMahon.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate what? Everyone starting with that to help me out. You know, McMahon.
Yeah, because he wouldn't know to do it by himself. Yeah. He doesn't do it every time anyway. I think they're just having fun.
Yeah.
You know, McMahon, Dean what? Ambrose isn't actually hurt. He's off TV growing his hair long so he can be repackaged as the new Raven.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty sad, actually.
I might as well be McMahon if you're going to say McMahon every time.
You know, McMahon.
What's that, Jesse?
If you rearrange the letters in McMahon, you can spell out macho.
Oh, my God.
As we all know, there was a macho man inside of a McMahon. We should really just end on that one, but there's so many more.
Yeah.
You know, McMahon, they're only having the all-women's pay-per-view on October 28th is because the Cruise of Jericho is happening at the same time.
That's right, damn it. Damn it.
Chris Jericho is getting as many independent stars on his cruise as he can, so Vince can literally sink the entire competition.
Which, by the way, that's the plot of the new new Adam Sandler vampire movie. They get all the monsters on the boat to try to sink it.
It's, you know, that spoiler makes alert. Sense.
That well, makes it's in the sense. Trailer.
I don't watch the trailer.
Okay, did you guys also know James Cameron will be there to make sure the ship goes down properly?
Yeah.
You know, McMahon, a diamond upside down. I'm not reading that one. You know, CM Punk is actually pulling the strings and runs WWE, UFC, and New Japan, and sometimes North Korea.
Jesus.
Wow.
Now we know.
You know, McMahon, I heard the only reason you started lifting weights is so that you could cosplay as Hogan and set him up during the Gawker video. And you could be plotting this since the steroid scandal, you bastard McMahon.
Yep.
So that was pretty good.
Wow.
Thanks. Thanks, Jesse. I think his voice was getting tired. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, that was good. And thank you, Eric, for creating this segment, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
So keep sending your conspiracies every week, and Jesse will read them.
Mm. Yeah. These are getting better, too.
They are. It's a lot of fun.
It's good stuff, guys.
I'm glad it's happening.
Thank you, What's Wrong with Wrestling Universe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Now it's time for me to weigh in before we say goodbye.
Holy crap.
So get out of the way.
Yeah.
Cross your fingers.
Cross your dicks.
All right. Let's see what I'm at this week. Here we go. What the hell? I was less than this earlier. I promise you I was.
No, that's the... It keeps going to that. Like, that's your weight. Like, it keeps defaulting to that.
There we... Oh, wait. It says 281.6 again.
What do you have to be at?
That. I don't know.
Less than that?
Like, it was like 281.2. Dude, before I went up here, downstairs, I was like 280. So
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe
how did you gain weight sitting up here?
It doesn't
make sense.
Did
you have it on carpet?
It's a different surface, sure.
I think that can affect it.
Judges? Oh, we don't have judges. Sorry. Oh,
thank you, Chuck Norris.
Okay, Andrew, here's what I'll say then. Here's what I'll say. Take it or leave it, all right?
Yeah.
Next week, since it wasn't lower technically, okay? If you want to do the show, it needs to be at 5 next week. It's been a few weeks since you've lost 5.
What's 5?
5 under.
5 pounds?
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks since you've done the fiver.
So 276.2?
That's tough.
276.6. Yeah. What do you say? Either that or you miss a show, I guess.
Okay. Get some like Ex-Lax. Just shit it all out.
Great.
Just that's be a, shitting
that's a
constantly.
Great idea.
I can give you something at 2 p.m. next Tuesday. It'll guarantee you'll be 5 pounds lighter. All right, there you go.
Anyways.
That's a show.
Until next week.
That's a show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. We have t-shirts available at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for just $19.99. And you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have exclusive rewards and recaps that you can't get anywhere else. Hey, we going to recap Ready to Rumble this weekend?
You got it.
Yeah, I'm ready to rumble.
You got it, punk.
Great.
You got it, punk.
Thank you.
Sal Bandini.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.